Derek moved fast on quiet feet. The bartender downstairs, a stocky woman with hard eyes and a harder jaw, hadn't heard him. She just happened to look up as he made his way to the staircase leading to the back rooms. She reached for the shotgun she kept under the bar, then saw his face and changed her mind. The face used to be a problem, but he'd grown used to it. He knew his eyes assured people that the inside matched the outside, and so the bartender turned away and let him walk up the stairs. It was an old wooden staircase, probably pre-shift, before the magic waves had battered the world and its technological marvels to dust. It must have creaked and sang under the weight of humans every day, but the worn steps kept their peace this time. He knew where to put his feet. A short hallway stretched before him, two doors on the right, three doors on the left, unlit. The owner was trying to save on electricity or the charged air bill. The rooms were empty, all but one, the second on the left. He paused by the door and listened. On the other side of an inch-thick piece of wood, people talked and moved. Five. All men, drinking and talking in low voices. The draft from under the door brought the odor of cheap beer to his nostrils, mixed with a metallic stench of human blood. He'd followed this scent across half the city. People lied. Sense never did.